Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Danielle Jane Baptiste, date of birth 9/12/1953, date of procedure February 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Nandem Van Katswara. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is H. pylori refractory therapy. Description procedure: informed consent is obtained. Period: possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. While sent to the patient, period. Patient was brought to anesthesia to be placed in lateral position. Today is planned anesthesia service with monitoring and anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and rinsed under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period: careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. Period: direct reflex use of the cardiac period, aerosexual woman, and stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period: patient tolerated the procedure without any complications. Finding: proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the zeal and observed at 39 centimeters from the bed block. Next time, there was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema with erosions. Common biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line. There was an area just below the GE junction at the fundus with erythematous irregular nodular mucosa that was biopsied for histology. Common photo documentation was obtained. Next line. Biopsies were obtained in the gastric antrum and body for cultures and sensitivity separately per protocol for H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Plan, follow a biopsy pathology as well as cultures and sensitivities. Comma will follow the pathology closely given the irregular mucosa just distal to the GEJ. Next line, we'll start PPI daily. Comma omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.